Thank you, Justin. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware softball team opening up their season on their home diamond at Sill Field last night, sweeping the Mustangs of Independence, winning 6-4 in Game 1 and 5-2 in the nightcap. Junior Claire Ridenour finished both games inside the circle. She talks about some of the focus that her and her teammates have, but knows this early in the season they can always improve in those areas and in other parts of the game.
Really just like staying confident in ourselves, I think, and like just talking on every play we can. And that's what we're good at. We can always get better at that. Really staying confident in the batter's box.
First-year head coach Ashley Himes comments on the effort that Ridenour gave the Hawks inside the circle and the varsity experience that some of the younger players gained in only night number one. It's a younger team as no seniors are on this year's Hawks squad, with seven juniors leading the way.
Claire's doing a great job. She's worked very hard in the offseason, and it's definitely showing now with Game 1 and Game 2 as she came in through both games, and she threw excellent for us. That's a big reason why we won tonight. Our batters did a good job overall of being selective at the plate and making things work in the times that we needed them and figuring out how to get it done, which I was very happy with. We've been working a lot with just live at-bats and with live defense too in situations, just trying to get them comfortable because there's not a lot of varsity experience out on that field right now just because they haven't played in the past. So they did really well overall for being their first experience on the field, and I'm very happy.
Himes, a 2015 grad and former player in the program and a six-year assistant coach under former head coach Tiffany Rave. Coach Himes says Coach Rave has been a big influence on her, and even though Coach Rave isn't in the program as an active coach right now, she has been a huge help.
Tiff was definitely a mentor these last 6 years, and honestly, I wouldn't be here without her. I'm very pleased for Tiff, and I even called her this afternoon to work on my lineup. I'm like, hey, Tiff, can you please help me out? I was just worried to make sure I was doing everything right. She's been helping me out this whole entire offseason, and she's definitely been a big mentor in my life, and that will continue throughout the season.
The Hawks will be off today. They'll return to action tomorrow night back at home on Sill Field with a JV varsity contest starting at 5:30 against North Scott. In other coverage area results from last night, night number one of the new softball season, East Buchanan fell to Springville at home 11-0. Edkill swept Starmont 8-2 and 5-3. It was Maquoketa Valley falling to North Lynn 14-0 and 15-1. In the River Valley Conference, Anamosa beat North Cedar at home 7-2. In baseball on Stryton Field inside the Beckman Complex, West Delaware and Independence splitting. The Hawks winning Game 1 5-1. Mustangs came back to take the nightcap by the score of 5-4. In Game 1, Luke Curley got his second W with a complete game. He also had his third home run in the second inning, helping to manufacture and scoring runs. Connor Funk, also Tyrus Werner, Hayden Linus, Isaac Fettkether, Lucas Meyer, and Kyle Cole. In the second contest, the Hawks jumped on the board first with two runs in the bottom of the second inning, but Indy came back with all five runs in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. Sophomore Trey Weber came in to shut the door and picked up the save in the one-run win. The Hawks also off today. They will return home Wednesday night inside the Beckman Sports Complex as they host Waverly Shellrock with a JV varsity contest starting at 5 o'clock. In other coverage area baseball scores in the Tri-Rivers West Division, it was Edco shutting out Starmont in Game 1, 1-0. The Stars come back at Edgewood and beat the Vikings by the score of 12-2. In Delhi, Maquoketa Valley dropping a pair to North Lynn. Lynx win the first contest 4-0 and the second one 8-2. In the RVC, it was Cascade holding off Northeast at home on American Legion Field by the score of 3-2. Western Dubuque had a doubleheader out of conference play as they traveled down to Pleasant Valley, losing Game 1, 9-4, Bobcats came back and took the nightcap 7-3. To the world of postseason boys soccer from last night in Dyersville, Beckman got by Vinton Shellsburg to advance on to a sub-state final on Wednesday night. The Blazers prevailed 4-1 over the Vikings and improved the record to 14-3. They will host that sub-state contest at 6:30 in Dyersville Wednesday night as they welcome in Iowa City Regina. Independence had their season ended 7-0 down in Solon against the Spartans in a Class 2A second-round contest. Du Bois State Golf now at the Ames Golf and Country Club. The East Buchanan Buccaneers coming in third place after day one, plus 75 with a total of 3. 359. The Buccaneers are behind Lake Mills and Akron Westfield, ahead of North Butler, English Valleys, Don Bosco, Fremont Mills, Tabor, and Wapello. Individually for the Bucs, tied for 7th, Hayden Nelson, the sophomore, plus 14 with an 85. Ben Hessner, the junior, is tied 13th, plus 17 with an 88. Keaton Kelly is tied 17th. The senior is plus 20 with a 91. Also for EB, Aiden Cook tied 31st. The senior plus 24 with a 95. Junior Sam Cook is 44th, plus 31 with a 102. And junior Owen Reck tied for 47th, plus 34 with a 105. Individually, Jack Wiskus, senior from Edco, tied for 17th. He was plus 20 with a 91. In Class 2A at the Coldwater Golf Links, also in Ames, the Beckman Blazers find themselves tied for first after day one of completion with Hudson. Both teams are plus 25 with a 309 ahead of Des Moines Christian, West Branch, Western Christian, Boyden Hall, Grundy Center, and Osage. Individually for Beckman, sophomore Luke Harwick sits even par with a 71. Nate Offerman tied for 14th. The junior is plus 6 with a 77. Noah Bogey is tied for 19th. The junior plus 7 with a 78. Brady Bockenstedt tied for 34. Another junior plus 12 with an 83. Senior Ty Roush tied for 57th, plus 22 with a 93. And 59th is Beckman sophomore Thomas Thier, sitting with a 94, plus 23. Second and final day of the boys' state golf tournament will start with tee times around 10:30. And that's the way it is in the local sports scene for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.